10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sacks, Loki still a deer. And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict Crosley. Avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a nice face. In a blaze of fear, I put a helmet on a helmet, counting seconds through the night and got carried away. So now I'm standing on the overpass, screaming at the cars, hey, I wanna get better.
I didn't know I was lonely till I saw your face.
I wanna get better.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
Give me a man after midnight. Want somebody, help me chase the shadows away.
Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
We welcome you into San Antonio, Texas, and today it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions ready for Game 2 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. And yesterday, the Rough Riders had a thrilling victory, 4-2 in 10 innings over San Antonio. At one point, being up by two runs in the eighth inning, San Antonio then tied it with a two-run homer by Ray Patrick Ditter before the Rough Riders scored two runs in the top of the 10th and ended up winning it by that score of 4-2. The Riders are now a whopping 8-0 here in this building this year, and now 12-1 against San Antonio this season. They've had a lot of success this year against the Missions, and they look to keep that going today with Dane Acker on the mound. Let's take a peek at the starting pitchers for today's game, and we start with the Rough Riders' Dane Acker on the hill. He's 4-4 with a 3.72 earned run average. He had a phenomenal month of April, surrendering just three earned runs across his four starts in that opening month. But he's fallen on some hard times as of late, but rebounded quite nicely in his last start, allowing just one run over five innings with five strikeouts last week against the Tulsa Drillers. So a good opportunity for him to continue what has been a good stretch against San Antonio this year at times. He has had one bad start, though. That was here in San Antonio, where he lasted just two-thirds of an inning. Overall, in five career starts against the Missions, he has a 1-0 record and a 4.60 earned run average. So Acker gets the ball for the Rough Riders on the hill, and on the other side, it's Victor Lizarraga, who makes his third start on the season against the Rough Riders. Lizarraga has been very good against everyone else, but not so much against the Rough Riders. Frisco has tagged him for a 10.57 earned run average in 7 2/3 innings across his two starts. He's allowed 12 runs, 9 of them earned, on 12 Rough Riders hits, though he is the reigning Texas League Pitcher of the Week, as he went 7 shutout innings last week against Midland, allowing just 2 hits while striking out 8. So the Rough Riders have Dane Acker on the mound. Victor Lizarraga, the number 5 prospect, goes on the other side for the San Antonio Missions, the 20-year-old on the mound. We have a lot of fun stuff coming up here in the pregame show. We got you part one of our interview yesterday with Jordan Teagues, the pitching coordinator for the Rangers. We'll get you part two on the other side of the break. And, of course, the starting lineups featuring a brand-new Rough Rider in Luis Mieses. We'll tell you about him as we continue here on this broadcast. And then, of course, the play-by-play of today's game, Game 2 between the Rough Riders and the Missions. More to come on the pregame show, and first pitch coming at 5 past the top of the hour on this gorgeous Wednesday in San Antonio, Texas. More to come right after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome you back to the pregame show. We're joined by Jordan Teagues, pitching coordinator in the minor leagues for the Rangers. And this is a very interesting time of the year because we are reaching the trade deadline and trades are already flying all over the place on the Twitterverse. But when you are communicating with guys on the pitching side of things, what is the communication to them during this time of year when everyone kind of knows in the back of their mind that there is a possibility they could be pitching for a different organization?
Yeah, I think that's where, you know, our job with the people that are on the ground with them every single day is just keep them focused on the things they can control and go about their day just as if it was another day. You know, and our guys have done that a pretty good job for the most part here in the last couple years, where, you know, they have so much on their plate on a day-to-day basis, and they know that they're coming into each day with trying to get done what they need to get done that day, and you know, keep their attention there, keep their focus there, and whatever happens outside of that, it's out of their control, and they'll react accordingly. But you know, you'd hate for them to be worried about something that may or may not happen, and it distracts them from, you know, what they have to accomplish today. So that's the main thing, is don't make it seem like it's any type of different time of year or any difference for them, so they can just go about their business.
At this point of the year, near the halfway point, a little bit further past the halfway point, at what point do you evaluate what you guys are doing as an organizational philosophy when it comes to pitching, or is that more of an end of the year kind of thing?
I think it's constant, you know. Obviously, the downtime of the off season allows you to reflect a little bit more, but as you're working through the season, like, that's constantly on your radar. And for us, it's all about the individual and building around what they do best and their strengths. And I think constantly looking for new groundbreaking things that we can get an upper hand on, whether it's the hitters or just other orgs in general. So constantly trying to turn over new stones and see what we find there for opportunities. But at the end of the day, like, maximizing each individual, making sure they're focusing on the right things for themselves and not necessarily what the person to the left or right is doing. But I think, like, you're constantly trying to find ways to be better and to improve and be more efficient and all those good things.
What's the importance of trying to make sure guys are continuing to improve at this point and not getting lackadaisical when we're getting towards the month of August?
Yeah, for sure. I think sometimes at this level it's easier just because the guys want to get promoted. They want a new challenge, especially if they've thrown the ball well where they currently are. And if they haven't, I think then you go to the other side of, like, maybe they're now pitching because they feel like they might be a release candidate or something. That's the unique time that we're in this year, is there's not a lot of guys that get caught in the middle ground. Fortunately here with Frisco, a lot of them have thrown the ball well, and they're probably trying to keep things going, keep it up, so that they can get a chance to possibly get their name to get called to move up to AAA or maybe the next level after that. So I think that's the carrot right now, and we continue, the coaches do a tremendous job, the DAs, everybody on staff here does a tremendous job of continuing to point out the opportunities they have on where they could be better. Hey, you're not there yet, here's why, or here's another area you can really continue to get better in. So I think that's the biggest thing, is approach every day, make sure they're aware of what they do best, make sure they're aware of where they can be better, and then let's just go get it and see what happens.
All right, he's Jordan Teagues, pitching coordinator for the Rangers at the minor league level. Jordan, thanks so much as always, and appreciate you taking the time.
Like always, thank you, man.
We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Welcome back to San Antonio as we get you set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Let's introduce you to the starting lineups for both teams. First, for the visiting Rough Riders, coming in at 17-11 in the second half, one game back of Midland, 61-36. Overall on the season, the best record in all of AA. Caber Rodriguez leads it off at third base, and Alejandro Osuna in center field hits second, and Josh Hatcher is the DH hitting third. Abimelech Ortiz at first base, Max Acosta at shortstop, and Aaron Zavala in left make up for the middle third of the order. While the bottom third, Luis Mieses making his Frisco Rough Riders debut today is out in right field. Franer Chavez at second, and Scott Capers catches today for Dane Acker. For San Antonio at 14-13, 45-50 overall. Ripken Reyes leads it off the second baseman, and Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher. Cole Cummings in left field hits third. And then in the middle third, it's Robbie Tenorowicz at first base, Michael De La Cruz at DH, Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop. Bottom third, Lucas Dunn at third, Connor Hollis, the center fielder, and Zach Rex, the right fielder, rounds out the order for Victor Lizarraga, the pitcher today for San Antonio. We'll head to a break. When we come back, it's the Rough Riders and the Missions, game 2 of 6, here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of 3 games as Cases de Frisco in 2024. Cases de Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a 3-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the Lazy River.
Goal!
The Riders have come storming back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a gorgeous Wednesday night in San Antonio, Texas, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions doing battle for game number 2 of this 6-game series in Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as the Rough Riders come in at the best record in all of AA at 61-36. and they look to make it two in a row here in this series and 11 in a row overall this season against San Antonio with a victory tonight. Keber Rodriguez ready to lead it off against the right-hander Victor Lizarraga, the number 5 Padres prospect. He winds and delivers in the game's first pitch. It's a fastball on the upper edge outside corner for a strike, and we're underway. 0-1 and underway right away at 7:05 on time. Here's the windback by Lizarraga in the 0-1. Swinging a bouncing ball, hit to the left side. Lucas Dunn's got it at third at the chest and throws across to get Rodriguez. There's one away. Alejandro Osuna bats now. Osuna, the center fielder, 2-for-4 yesterday with a double and a run scored. In fact, the top three in this Rough Riders order today, Keber Rodriguez, Alejandro Osuna, and Josh Hatcher, combined for 10 of the 12 hits yesterday for the Riders in their 4-2 extra innings win. First pitch, up and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Now the Rough Riders winning that extra inning contest yesterday, and they have now won all 8 games they played here in San Antonio this year. 1-0 pitch, up and outside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes, in addition to winning 10 in a row against San Antonio, as the Rough Riders lost their second game on the season against them on May 8th. 2-0, breaking balls, pierces the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1, and then after that, they have won the last 10 they've played. I mean, this has been incredible, including a 7-game sweep of these missions in June. 2-1. And finds the inside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Osuna, the center fielder, hitting at 317 on the season for the Rough Riders in 22 games with an over 990 OPS. Lizarraga, the 2-2. Up and away, it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on the Riders' center fielder. Well, I mentioned Victor Lizarraga, the number 5 Padres prospect. He's still just 20 years old, 6'3", 180 pounds. He looks over the top of his glove and rocks back into his wind in the payoff home. Breaking ball popped skyward on the infield, and Lizarraga vacates the mound. The second baseman, Reyes, comes up onto the mound and right on top of the rubber makes the catch. Well, that's a tricky play for Ripken Reyes, but he made it look easy. 2 outs in the first inning, and here's Josh Hatcher. Reyes came sprinting over the top of the mound, and then right at the apex of the hill, he reached up and made the catch. 2 outs, nobody on, just underway here in the top of the first inning. Lizarraga, a bright red glove. He rocks back and deals. It's down and in, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lizarraga was born in San Diego, California, moved to Mexico, and that's where he was signed for $1 million by the Padres. 1-0. Breaking ball, down and in, a check swing, and he did not go. It's 2-0 on Hatcher, today's designated hitter. He's 2-for-5 with a double this season against Lizarraga. Here's the windback by the right-hander in the 2-0 pitch. Fastball down and in, it's 3 balls and 0 strikes. Well, the Rough Riders looking to put up a little more offense than they have in the last few games. Frisco just 2 runs in regulation yesterday. Time call. Lizarraga wants a new ball. Rough Riders' bottom of the order was not very productive, and we're seeing some new faces. Franier Chavez coming back from AAA today. 3-0. Fastball outside corner, a strike, 3-1. Luis Mieses making his debut with the Rough Riders today, and then Scott Capers, who got the day off yesterday, at catcher. Lizarraga back into his wind, and the 3-1 pitch on the way. On the outside corner, strike 2. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes on Hatch. Abimelech Ortiz waits on deck here in the top of the first inning. The 20-year-old right-hander peels back into his wind in the 3-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a high breaking ball. Hatcher down on strikes, and the Riders are done in 1-2-3 fashion in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Dane Acker takes the ball for the Rough Riders as we make our way to the bottom of the first inning next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians. Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Dane Acker takes the hill for the Rough Riders as we make our way to the bottom of the first inning. Frisco and San Antonio doing battle. No score. Ripken Reyes leads it off, the second baseman, followed by Brandon Valenzuela and Cole Cummings. Acker winds and fires. He backs him off the plate in a high inside fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders turn to Dane Acker here in game two. And the question is, which Dane Acker will we see today? The 1-0. And it's a fastball over for a strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1. Will we see a Dane Acker that has good command and pitches efficiently? Or will we see one that's given up a few hits over his last few outings? 1-1. Up and away, and it's two balls and one strike. Acker was good in his last start against Tulsa, allowing just one run over five innings. He struck out five and walked two. A 5-4 win for the Riders. He whips in the 2-1. That's on the outside corner, a changeup for a strike, and it's two balls and two strikes. Acker struggled his last time here in this building back on June 1st. Allowing just two runs over two-thirds of an inning. Couldn't get out of the first. 2-2. Reyes swings, chops it softly off the facing of the Riders' dugout on the right side. And it's two balls and two strikes on Reyes still. Reyes yesterday 0-for-3 with a sacrifice bunt. Acker raises his hands to the sky and now puts them together in his glove right at the belt. Raises in front of his chin, rocks in the 2-2. Swinging a fly ball out to right field, hit fairly well. Meaces going back, and the 6'3" right fielder stops and plants his feet to put the ball away. There's one out. Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher, stands in now. Let's introduce you to that defense behind Dane Acker. You already saw Meaces with his first career attempt with the Rough Riders defensively, and he passed with flying colors. Here's Alejandro Osuna in center and Aaron Zavala in left field as well. First pitch to Valenzuela. Just seems inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Camber Rodriguez has third base. Max Acosta at shortstop. Rainier Chavez at second. Abimelech Ortiz at first. And Scott Capers rounds out the battery with Dane Acker today. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Right by him, and it's one ball and one strike. Acker working ahead early on. Valenzuela 0-for-4 yesterday. Number 6 prospect in the Padres organization. The pitch. Fouled away down the left side. It's one ball and two strikes. Acker stands 6'2", 189 pounds. Right-hander is 25 years old. He turned 25 back on April 1st. A native of Brenham, Texas, was born in College Station. Brenham just outside College Station. Dreamed of one day pitching at Rice University, and he did for 1 year. Transferred to San Jacinto and then to Oklahoma for the 2020 season. He rocks here in the 1-2. Down in the dirt, missing with the changeup. It's two balls and two strikes. Drafted by the A's in 2020 and traded over here in the trade that involved Elvis Andrus going to the A's, and Jonah Heim and Acker coming over from the A's organization to Texas. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a changeup fading away from the left-handed batter. First strikeout for Dane Acker today, and there are two outs in the first inning. Cole Cummings stands in now. He has a double this year against Acker. Left-handed batter against right-handed thrower. Infield plays to pull accordingly. Outfield does as well. First pitch. Cummings fouls it away back behind home to the left, and it's 0-1. Though he's not in the lineup today, Cummings, a University of California Santa Barbara teammate with his current teammate Marcos Castagnon. Here's the wind back by Acker in the 0-1. Bounces down in the dirt. Capers a backhanded stop, and it's one ball and one strike. Jack Wasson, our home plate umpire today. Travis Brewer, our first base umpire, and Kyle Stutz is the crew chief down the third baseline. Acker rocks into his wind in the 1-1. Up and outside, it's two balls and one strike. Cummings playing out in left field defensively today. Yesterday, he was also in left. And a very versatile defender for the Missions. 2-1, swing and a miss. Out in front of the breaking pitch, and it's two balls and two strikes. Robbie Tenorowicz, who's been a Rough Rider killer, stands on deck. Play in the bottom of the first inning, two balls and two strikes, two outs and the bases clear. Scoreless game, Acker brings it in. Swinging a ground ball back to the hill, hits off Acker, out to second. Chavez bare hands, whips it onto first and gets him. Nifty play by Franer Chavez, making it look easy. And just like that, it's a 1-4-3 putout to end the first inning. Well, the Rough Riders get a 1-2-3 inning from Dane Acker. We go to the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders and Missions. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Abimelech Ortiz set to start it off for the Rough Riders in the top of the second inning. Frisco and San Antonio scoreless. Victor Lizarraga worked a 1-2-3 first inning. And looking to do the same here in the second. He threw 14 pitches. Eight of them for strikes in that first. Ortiz went 0-for-5 yesterday, but did drive in a run and score a run in the 10th inning. Lizarraga winds back and deals. A breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. If you were with us during our pregame coverage today, you heard us talk about how he has been so good against everyone else not named the Rough Riders. The pitch is a foul straight back behind home, and it's 0-2, and he's the reigning Texas League Pitcher of the Week after he threw seven shutout innings against Midland for San Antonio last week. Eight strikeouts, only allowing two hits in those seven shutout innings. Did not walk a batter. Ortiz calls time and steps out. Well, against the Rough Riders in two starts, he's 0-2 with a 10.57 ERA. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, fouled back into Valenzuela's glove. And there's his second strikeout. On three pitches, he dispatches of Ortiz, and Max Acosta stands in. Acosta 0-4 with an RBI on a sac fly yesterday. Right-hander against right-hander, and Lizarraga winds back and deals. Fastball just outside, one ball and no strikes. Overall this season, Lizarraga has a 3.78 earned run average. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball fouled away in the air down the right side. It's 1-1. Against everyone that isn't the Frisco Rough Riders, he has a 3.04 ERA. Rough Riders have done a ton of damage against him and really hurt his overall numbers. 1-1 pitch. Low and outside, and it's 2-1. Josh Hatcher is the only one in the Rough Riders lineup tonight that has two hits against Lizarraga, though. There are four total players for the Riders this year that do. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball off the end of the bat out to shortstop. Ditter picks it up and then bobbles, and the shortstop commits an error. Max Acosta safe at first base on the E6. That was a routine play, and Ditter kind of lollygagged towards it and then reached down nonchalantly and then came up, and it came out of his glove and out in front of him. So Max Acosta, the Riders shortstop, reaches on the shortstop, Ray Patrick Ditter, and his error. And here's Aaron Zavala, the left-handed batter. There's the first base runner of the game for either side. First pitch is a ground ball, fair inside the bag, down third, pass to diving Dunn, and Acosta stops at second base. Aaron Zavala singling to the opposite way. Pass to diving Lucas Dunn at third. In between him and the fair, or the foul line, I should say, just fair inside the bag. And Cole Cummings was playing shallow and left, so he was able to come in quickly and hold Acosta at second base. So here's Luis Mieses with his first Frisco Rough Riders at bat in his career. It is not, however, his first Double-A at bat. He's had plenty of those as he stands in from the left side, 6'3", 180-pound, 24-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, and the first pitch is a curveball that misses outside, one ball and no strikes. Mieses came over after being released from the Chicago White Sox organization in the offseason. The pitch. There's a fly ball punched foul in the air left side. It's one ball and one strike. With Double-A Birmingham, he spent time there in 2022 and 2023. He had 555 career at-bats in Double-A. During those Double-A games, he had a 642 OPS. The offering home, swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 1-2. This season with Hickory at the high A level in 50 games, hit 270 with a 770 OPS. But those numbers took a huge hit thanks to a pretty tough July for him. He was a monster the first few months into the season. Really cooled off in the month of July, hitting under 200 in that month. Here's a look in by Lizarraga. And the right-hander steps out. Before the month of July through June, he was hitting 322 with an over 850 OPS at high A. He's behind the count, 1-2 here, with runners at first and second and one out in a scoreless second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a breaking ball down and in. Mieses down on strikes. Third K for Lizarraga, and there are two down. Brings Franer Chavez to the plate, who is returning from AAA. Played for the Express yesterday in a really situation where they needed an infielder. Chavi was able to double and drive in a run in that game yesterday, though Round Rock did fall to Sugar Land. He stands in from the left side, a switch hitter with runners at first and second and two down in a scoreless second. Lizarraga deals home. Chavez bunts up the third baseline, a good one. Lizarraga off the mound, fields. Low throw on to first, gets off to Narowitz's glove. Acosta around third, and he comes across to score. But Chavez putting the ball in play on a bunt, and Lizarraga, a low throw off the pitcher's mound over to first. Tanerowicz trying to dig the low throw, went off the heel of his glove and shot up in the air behind him. That allowed Acosta to come around. So a two-error second inning. And the Rough Riders take the lead. Zavala down to third on the play. Chavez remains at first. And we'll see how they denote that, if they give him a base hit or just a sacrifice. First pitch to Scott Capers is a breaking ball that sits at the top of the zone for a strike. And it's 0-1. They do say base hit. Or no, they do not. Let's see. Still waiting. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Chavez takes off. Pitches high and inside. Throw down to second. Not in time. Chavi with his 15th steal and 17 attempts. And it's one ball and one strike on Capers, and now with two down, they're two in scoring position for Frisco. Already leading 1-0. And they do give a base hit. All right, so bunt base hit for Franer Chavez, and then an E1 scoring Acosta as the offering is high and inside. It's two balls and one strike. That's a base hit for Franer Chavez. No RBI, though. The offering, swing and a miss. Capers out in front of the breaking ball, 2-2. Riders waited till the seventh inning yesterday to score the game's first run. They wait till the second inning today. Pitch home. Breaking ball, check swing on a pitch away in the dirt, and he did not go. It's 3-2 now on the Riders' catcher. Riders still with a good scoring chance here with two outs. Lizarraga looks in for his sign. He's got it. 3-2. Up high, ball four, and the bases are loaded. So Lizarraga walks the nine-hole hitter Scott Capers, playing in just his 11th game this year. And Caper Rodriguez stands in now. Rodriguez grounded out to third his first trip in the first inning. Went 3-for-5 yesterday with a double and two singles. Bases loaded, two down in the second. The pitch. Breaking ball, grounded foul up the third baseline. 0-1. Riders getting to Lizarraga here in the second inning, and if nothing else, driving up that pitch count. This next offering will be the 35th already for Lizarraga. With the ball in his right hand, he dangles it off to his right, getting his sign. Red glove to a stop at the chest. The pitch. Check swing and a high fastball. He didn't go. Rodriguez pointing down to first base, saying, "You can ask him. I didn't go." One ball and one strike on the third baseman. Riders sending seven up to the plate in this second inning. Right-hander stretch in the 1-1. Breaking ball, top of the zone, outside corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes on Rodriguez. Zavala leads from third, Chavez from second, Capers from first. And time calm. Rodriguez steps out. Bright yellow batting gloves. He adjusts his helmet, now stands back in. One ball and two strikes. And the offering in. Breaking ball, strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. Rodriguez down on strikes. And the Riders done in the second, but they do score one run on two hits, two errors for San Antonio, and three left on. Bottom of the second. Coming up next, Riders lead 1-0. Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Tenero, it starts it off for San Antonio. It's 1-0. Rough Riders lead it in the bottom of the second. Thanks for spending your Wednesday evening with us here in San Antonio. Dane Acker into his wine in the pitch. High and tight, one ball and no strikes. Tenerowitz has a double against Acker this year. He's 1-for-3 in the series with a double and a walk in the opener yesterday. 1-0 toss. Fastball rides inside. It's two balls and no strikes on Tenerowitz, the former California Golden Bear. Bounced around all over the place. Was with Arkansas earlier this year. Now with San Antonio in the 2-0. Down in the dirt. It's three balls and no strikes on Tenerowitz. Acker making his sixth career start against San Antonio. We talked a little bit about that last start here in San Antonio in which he went just two-thirds of an inning. 3-0. That's over the heart of the plate, a strike, and it's 3-1. Talking to John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, he had a very interesting take on that start. In the box score, sure, it's ugly. Two-thirds of an inning, two runs, both earned on two hits. Acker's 3-1. Tenerowitz swings and flies it into shallow right field. Meaces running on. It's the first baseman Ortiz under it in fair territory. In shallow right, he makes the catch and the pop-up. One down, and Michael De La Cruz takes his turn. Well, what John Goble said about that outing is it was maybe the most important outing of the season for Dane Acker. Here's the wind back and the right-hander's pitch home. That's high, and it's one ball and no strikes. The reason he gave for that is because ultimately the most important thing is to find control and comfortability with your pitches, of course. Acker peels back into his wind in the 1-0. There's a high pop-up on the infield. Acosta near second base coming in. The shortstop makes the catch. Two pop-ups in the inning. Two outs. Ray Patrick Ditter takes his turn now. So during those two-thirds of an inning, even though he struggled with the command, he found the correct shape of his slider that they wanted him to have. First pitch, Ditter a check swing foul into the Riders' dugout on the right side. It's 0-1. And from that point onward, his slider has been much, much better. Remember, this is a new pitch, the slider that he's introducing this year. It's been a much better pitch this season after that start. The 0-1, there's a breaking ball up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. And so sometimes things it can be taken positively out of bad outings. And Dane Acker certainly has taken that positive moving forward. Two outs, bases clear. Riders lead 1-0. The pitch. That straightens Ditter up on a pitch that misses up and inside, and it's 2-1. Acker's full arsenal, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup now. 2-1 toss. That's up and in, and it's 3-1 now. Second 3-ball count in the inning for Acker. Walks have been a problem for him at times this year. 34 walks in 67 innings. 3-1 pitch. There's a breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner, 3-2. Ditter provided the damage yesterday with a 2-run home run to tie the game in the 8th inning. He also singled earlier on a bunt. 3-2, up and in, ball 4. Acker misses and allows his first base runner on the game. That brings Lucas Dunn to the plate. Dunn 0-for-1 in his AA career after making his AA debut yesterday. Came in as a pinch runner for Zach Rex and then went 0-for in his lone at-bat. First pitch is high, 1-0. Native of Southern Florida, his dad was from Louisville, though, and so he grew up going to University of Louisville baseball camps. And he decided to play his collegiate baseball there. The 1-0. There's a high pop-up on the right side, foul out of play, and it's 1-1. He's had a very interesting minor league career so far. His numbers at Louisville don't really stand out. He hit around 260 his final year, but he was a fan favorite amongst Cardinals fans. Here's the stretch from Acker. And he brings it home. That's at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2 on the third baseman, Dunn. This season, he started out with Fort Wayne at the high A level and went up to AAA for a couple days, but did not play in a game, and now back down here to San Antonio. Struggled with Fort Wayne, hitting just 173, and hit better in the month of July, but really struggled in the first couple months of the season. 1-2, swinging a foul back into Capers' gloves. He hangs on for strike 3, and it's the second strikeout for Dane Acker. It retires the side in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Top third next, Riders with a 1-0 advantage for the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. That's right. Any bills you can't find, the parents paid.
Alejandro Osuna starts off the third inning for the Riders here in San Antonio. Frisco, a 1-0 advantage. Victor Lizarraga's first pitch is a breaking ball on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 on Alejandro Osuna, who popped out to second base his first trip up. Lizarraga rocks home. Swing and a miss. A late wave from Osuna. It's 0-2. I mentioned Lizarraga, the number 5 prospect in the organization. Well, that's really not quite process of elimination, but it's getting close to that point. San Antonio has seen a few of their guys rise up in the rankings after the Padres have traded away about half the farm system over the last calendar year. 0-2. There's a hot shot over to first. Tenorowicz blocks it, down on one knee, gets up, takes it to the pillow himself, and just beats Osuna. Looking like a hockey goalie over there. Gets Alejandro Osuna for the first down. Ball was hit hard. 99-mile-an-hour exit velocity. Josh Hatcher bats now in the first pitch. It's a low, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Hatcher struck out against Lizarraga in the first inning. Yesterday, the blockbuster trade by the Padres, getting Tanner Scott, the Marlins' closer. The pitch is a swing and a miss by Hatcher, and it's 1-1. Padres traded away 4 prospects for Tanner Scott and Brian Hoeing. 1-1. Hatcher watches away, and it's 2-1. In the rankings, they were number 2, number 4, number 5, and number 24. 12 top 30 prospects have been traded away by the Padres this year. 2-1. To the top of the zone for a strike. 2-2. Just about everybody who's performed in some way well has been traded away. Ethan Salas, the top prospect, remains. 2-2. Swinging a soft roller up the first baseline. It just trickles foul, and it's still 2-2. But nonetheless, this is not a system that looks nearly as deep as it did at the beginning of the season. Got to credit the Padres. They know what they're doing. They're trying to go out and win. And a 5-run come-from-behind win against the Dodgers last night. Wanted in walk-off fashion. Lizarraga deals home to Hatcher. It's tapped again. Foul up the first baseline. It's still 2-2. Speaking of the major leagues, it was a tough loss today for the Rangers, 10-1 to the St. Louis Cardinals. Finish out that series. They'll have the day off tomorrow, and boy, can they use it. Finish out this tough road trip for them. 2-2. Up and away. 3-2 to Hatcher. In the 6 games against the Blue Jays and the Cardinals, they won just one of them. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high fastball. It's 5 strikeouts for Lizarraga. 2 down in the third. 1-0 Riders. And Abimelech Ortiz stands in. Rangers will return home on Friday to take on the Red Sox and then the Astros. First pitch to Ortiz. Check swing on an inside pitch, and he went around. 0-1. Ortiz went down on strikes in the second inning. 0-1. That's up and away. 1-1. Ortiz now 0-6 in this series after really hitting the baseball well in this month. 1-1 pitch. Chopped foul into the Riders' dugout right side. 1-2 on Ortiz now. Coming into this game, Ortiz in his last 13 games hitting .353. His last 24 games hitting .305. 1-2 toss. Swing and a miss. He went fishing off the outside corner in the dirt. Strike 3. 6 strikeouts for Lizarraga through 3 innings. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base Bottom of the third next. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Eight, nine, and one, due up for San Antonio in the bottom of the third inning. Frisco a 1-0 advantage here in game two of this six-game series. Connor Hollis, Zach Rex, and Ripken Reyes due up against Dane Acker. First offering in. Hollis swings, grounds it to the left side. A backhanded attempt by Acosta. It's off the shortstop's glove in shallow left. Connor Hollis aboard to lead things off in the third inning after a golden sombrero yesterday. Four strikeouts. Infield single. First hit allowed by Acker. Zach Rex, left-handed hitter, stands in. Former University of Kentucky Wildcat. Walked a couple times yesterday. Acker kicks home. There's a high pop-up into shallow center field. Acosta going back. The shortstop calls everyone off, and he makes the grab. And two pitches into this third inning. Single and a pop-out. Ripken Reyes stands in now. Reyes has flied out to right field in his one at-bat today. For four now on the series. Hollis, a stolen base threat. He's 14 for 16 this year in steals. First offering on the way. A bunt shown. He pulls it back, watches for a strike, 0-1. Reyes set a minor league record with 49 hit by pitches last year. 26 hit-by-pitches, tied for second in the minors this year. 0-1. He flares it foul out of play down the left side, 0-2. Batting average about 40 points lower this year as opposed to last year. Wind continuing to blow steadily in from right center. 15-mile-an-hour winds. 24-mile-an-hour gusts. 0-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. It's a constant topic whenever we're in San Antonio how frustrating this ballpark is to hit in for Rough Riders hitters. Look at yesterday as a prime example. The Riders probably had about three or four balls that might have been home runs in Riders Field out to left. Ball just does not carry very well here, and it's pretty deep out in left center field. Throw over to first, not in time. The only home run that was hit yesterday from Ray Patrick Ditter for the Missions was right down that left field line where it's 310 down the line and then immediately jets out to a pretty deep straightaway left. It's always been one of the most pitcher-friendly parks in the league. 0-2, and misses high. One ball and two strikes. And the crazy thing is, if this ballpark would have just been built with a 90 or a 180-degree turn where home plate was in center field and vice versa, it would be a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. The wind always blows in here from right field. And that strong wind that we usually get here in San Antonio. The pitch is a ground ball out to second. Chavez has got it. On to second for one. Acosta rifles to first. Got him for the double play. Well, the Rough Riders turn two, 4-6-3. And just like that, Dane Acker is out of it in the third. Frisco leads 1-0 to the top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Riders come to the plate in the fourth inning, leading 1-0. Max Acosta, Aaron Zavala, Luis Mieses, the 3-2 up for the Riders. Victor Lizarraga allowed a run in the second inning. He's struck out 6-3. The first pitch is over on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1 on Acosta. Reached on an error in the second. Here's the wind back by the right-hander, and Lizarraga deals. That's on the outside edge of strike. It's 0-2. Lizarraga looks like he's going to be one of the top pitching prospects in the organization, and you know, for a guy who's just 20 years old, that's really going to bode well for an organization when he already is here at the AA level. And just assuming that he goes up to the AAA level at the start of next year. 0-2. Bounces down in the dirt back to the backstop. It's one ball and two strikes. He has a chance to be, you know, legitimately in the rotation next year. Now, something the Padres have done quite frequently is have guys skip AAA entirely and go straight up to the big leagues. 1-2. Breaking ball off the end of the bat. Served into center field. It's a base hit. Max Acosta singles into center on an 0-2 pitch. It was a breaking ball in the middle of the plate. And he was able to just put it off the end of the bat and deposit it into center field. Leadoff base runner in the fourth inning for the Riders. And Aaron Zavala climbs to the plate. He singled down the third baseline in the second inning. Riders leading it 1-0. Left-handed batter against the right-handed thrower. Lizarraga readies and brings it. A bunt down the third baseline and a perfect one. Dunn picks, fires onto first, and just gets him. Zavala lays down the sacrifice and moves Acosta up to second base. He'll probably tell you he was bunting for a base hit, but he gets the sacrifice anyway. Nifty play by Lucas Dunn. One down, and Luis Mieses comes up in an RBI opportunity for the Rough Riders. A lot of times teams will have a player skip AAA, especially on the pitching side of things, if they're a PCL affiliate, because the Pacific Coast League is an insane run environment. It's very offensive friendly. First pitch to Miesis is fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. They even sometimes do it with hitters like Fernando Tatis Jr. never played in AAA when he was coming up through the system. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Breaking ball outside. It's one ball and one strike. Probably the team that does it the most often is the Seattle Mariners. They often do not have their prospects go through AAA. If they're pitchers, they'll often just have them go straight from Arkansas up to Seattle and skip Tacoma, a AAA affiliate. 1-1. Swinging a hot grounder to the right side. Diving stop to Narowitz at first. Fires on to Lizarraga and gets him. Great play at first base by Robbie Tanerowicz, diving to his right and able to get the out. Acosta moves down to third on the play, and there are two outs here in the fourth inning. Wow, Tanerowicz has flashed some leather over there at first base early on in this series. Strong play, and here's Freiner Chavez, another RBI opportunity for the Riders. Frisco has really struggled in these situations as of late since the All-Star break. First pitch. Swing and a miss by Chavi on a breaking ball down and inside. It's 0-1. The Riders 1-for-4 today with runners in scoring position. They're hitting just 162 in their last 10 games with runners in scoring position, and in their last 9 games hitting 118. 0-1. Breaking ball. A high fly ball into center field. Routine play for Connor Hollis. He's under it. And the center fielder puts it away above his ball cap for the final out of the fourth inning. The Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. Bottom four next. Frisco leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Rough Riders a 1-0 lead. Dane Acker back to the hill. Brandon Valenzuela leads it off. Strikeout victim his last time up. One of two strikeouts so far for Acker through three innings of work. Acker 40 pitches through three innings. First pitch, line drive into right field, sinking on Miesis, and it falls in a base hit. First pitch attacking, the catcher singles into right field. It brings Cole Cummings to the plate. Cummings grounded into a 1-4-3 putout back in the first inning. Riders a 1-0 advantage, bottom of the fourth inning here in game two of the series. Acker tucks the glove under his left arm, now gets his sign and sets at the belt. And the first pitch. Changeup inside corner, a strike, 0-1. Cummings playing his second season here at the AA level. Originally began his college career at New Mexico and transferred to Pima Community College. The pitch, a swing and a miss off the outside corner, 0-2, another changeup from Acker, before finishing out his college career at University of California, Santa Barbara. His first year at New Mexico, he was college teammates with former Rough Rider and current Boston Red Sox Justin Slayton and current Rough Rider Nick Krauth. 0-2. That's just outside. It's 1-2. Justin Slayton currently on the injured list for the Red Sox, dealing with an arm issue, but hopefully he'll be back soon. He's having a great rookie season after he was Rule 5'd in the offseason. 1-2. Chop to second. Chavez comes up, picks on his second for one. No, it's off Max Acosta's glove, and everyone's safe. Chavez, a great play and maybe a little bit overzealous to try and get the out at second base and get the double play. An aggressive play, but one that he'll probably tell you he should have made. Making the short hop pick and then spinning and throwing onto second. It was just high. And they tag Chavez with an error. Fielder's choice, E4. Cummings aboard at first base, and Capers will go out and chat with Acker, try and calm him down just a little bit. Robbie Tenerowitz stands in. Popped down to first his last time up. Acker in a bit of a troubled jam here in the fourth inning. Runners at first and second and nobody out. Tenerowitz in from the right side. Acker readies, looks back towards second and offers home. Fastball is high, 1-0. In Acker's starts, you tend to see a one big inning against him. So what you want to see here is him to shut it down and surrender no more than one in this type of inning. He's done such a good job on the season limiting runs, especially early on. He'll have a blow-up start every now and again, though. 1-0. Fouled into Capers' glove. It's 1-1. Through his first four starts, he allowed just 3 runs. That was in April. Tosses the ball away, gets a new one. Tenerowitz, the only one in the lineup that has an over 300 average this season against the Rough Riders. 1-1. Breaking ball, ground ball to third, and Rodriguez boots it out into shallow left. Cummings stops at third, and the bases are loaded. Another ball that should have been a double play. A ground ball to Caber Rodriguez, bounced up on him off the heel of his glove and out into shallow left, where Max Acosta hustled out and nabbed it from shortstop, saving a run. Goodness. Errors on back-to-back plays. And actually, they called it an E6 on Max Acosta there on that last play. So E6 and now E5 on back-to-back plays. And the bases are loaded. Rough Riders defense, that's usually extremely stellar, has committed 2 errors here in the fourth. The pitch, swinging a foul off Capers back behind home. It's 0-1. Michael De La Cruz popped out to short his first time up. Bases loaded and nobody out. 1-0 Riders here in the fourth. Looked like it might have hit the lip of the grass on Caber Rodriguez there. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. the lip of the grass here, especially over at third base, is maybe one of the worst lips on any field in the Texas League. It's extremely large, and not only that, but the grass kind of ramps up to that lip, so if the ball hits the lip directly, instead of diving down like it might on most lips of the grass, it'll rocket up. That's exactly what happened to Keber Rodriguez there. 0-2 pitch. Fouled away back behind home. Still no balls and two strikes. And yesterday we saw it claim Cody Freeman on a ball that was grounded up the third base line. He dove to his right and hit the lip of the grass, took a wicked hop on him, and came up and hit him in the left temple. And he stayed in the game, but he was feeling pretty woozy after the game. The 0-2 is swinging a line drive into right field, base hit. Valenzuela comes in to score. Cummings stops at third, and it's tied at one. On an 0-2 pitch, Michael De La Cruz singles into right field. Ray Patrick Dinner stands in now. Bases loaded, still nobody out. One run in. One run on three hits and two errors for both teams now. We play in the bottom of the fourth inning. Acker looking for a double play ball. Corners in the pitch. Dinner fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Cummings at third, Tenerowitz at second, Michael De La Cruz at first. Acker looks in for his sign, he's got it, and deals in the 0-1 pitch. Popped up on the infield, that certainly will work. Acker called off by Ortiz, he makes the catch. Infield fly rule was in effect anyway. One down, and here's Lucas Dunn, and now a double play can get you out of the inning, surrendering just the one run. Done, a strikeout in the second. Acker stretches. He deals. Swing and a miss. First pitch off speed. No balls and one strike. Tied at one, bottom four. Acker the 0-1. Chopped down the third baseline and foul. Or is it fair? Wow, a fair ball down the line. Cummings in to score. Tenerowitz around third, and he crosses, and all the Riders players in the infield are throwing their hands out saying, how in the world can you call that fair? There was no way that ball looked fair. Oh my goodness. And here comes Carlos Cardoza to come and argue. That looked clearly foul down the third base line, and it ends up being a two-run double for Lucas Dunn. Oh my goodness. And Cardoza talking with Jack Wasson, the home plate umpire, and pointing down the third base line. Wow, so it's 3-1 San Antonio. Tenerowitz and Cummings both came in. De La Cruz ends up at third. And Lucas Dunn with a two-run double, his first career double-A hit. Goodness gracious, that looked like it was a foul ball for sure. And here's Connor Hollis. Hollis, right-handed batter. Three runs in this bottom of the fourth inning, and Jack Wasson saying that's enough to Kavika Emsley-Pye, who was barking at him from the Riders' dugout, the development coach. And now the Riders' infield, which was playing in, backs up the pitch. Inside, he hit him.
Hacker hits Hollis. Bases are loaded now again. And John Goble will go out and have a chat with Acker. Well, the trainer, David Bryan, goes out and is just going to check and make sure that Hollis is okay, shaking his left wrist. Looks like Hollis is going to be all right. Goebel up there on the mound having the conversation. This has been a long bottom of the fourth inning. Still nobody up and loosening quite yet in the Rough Riders bullpen. Good news is some of these at-bats have been rather quick. Yeah, the bad news is Rough Riders' defense has not helped out Acker much. Just 15 pitches in this fourth inning for Acker so far. But he's faced seven batters. So here's the eighth in Zach Rex. Rex a pop out to short, his initial at bat. Base is loaded. Still just one down in the fourth inning. Acker readies and brings it. Inside, one ball and no strikes. This inning has gone single, fielder's choice, E6. E5, RBI single into right field. Pop out to first. Two-run double hit by pitch. 1-0. Popped up again. Left side of the infield, Acosta back at shortstop into shallow left field. Infield fly rule in effect again. And he makes the catch easily. Two down. Ninth batter up in the inning, Ripken Reyes with two down, bases still loaded. Three runs in, 3-1 San Antonio. Reyes 0 for 2 today. Third time through the order starts here. And Acker steps off. Wants a redo with the signs. Reyes steps back in. 0 for 5 now in the series. The pitch. Just outside, one ball and no strikes. So again, just 18 pitches now for Acker in this inning, even though he's faced nine batters. Starting to see a little bit of loosening out in the Riders' bullpen. 1-0 offering. Swing and a foul off Capers, and it's 1-1. It's the newest Rough Rider, Jackson Kelly, who's starting to loosen out in right field. No throwing quite yet, but stretching. Whole side shift and the Riders infield for the switch hitter batting from the left. 1-1. Rides high and outside, two balls and one strike. There's a couple of Huskies down low to our right that are howling every time the pitch is thrown, looking at the baseball. They want to play a little bit of fetch. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1 pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball, looped through the left side. It's in the left field, a base hit. De La Cruz comes in to score. They stop. Lucas Dunn at third. It's a base hit, and it's now 4-1 Missions. Ripken Reyes, a soft ground ball through the left side. And now officially San Antonio has batted around. Brandon Valenzuela, who began this inning with a single into right field, steps in. Valenzuela, the left-handed batter. And now some action as Jackson Kelly starts to loosen officially and starts to actually throw in the Riders bullpen. Acker pitches. Fastball just high. One ball and no strikes. Four runs on five hits overall in the game. Four runs on four hits and two errors in this inning for the Rough Riders. Acker the 1-0. Outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Acker was cruising through three innings. He'd allowed just two base runners on a walk and a single, and he got a double play to end the third. It doesn't help that he's had to get four out so far in this inning with the two errors. 2-0. Outside corner, a called strike, and it's 2-1. Wind continuing to blow in hard from right. The pull side for Valenzuela, who has nine home runs this year. The pitch. Swinging a broken bat, ground ball foul down the left side. He completely splintered the bat and a balk. Acker didn't come set. So he balked, and Lucas Dunn scores from third. I saw three balks yesterday with this crew. And there's the first today. So it's now 5-1. No pitch. Still two balls and one strike, and now two in scoring position, and first base is open. What a ridiculous inning this has been. Two errors, a balk. Here's the wind back in the 2-1. Outside, 3-1. And Kelly has now stopped throwing and now resumes throwing out in the bullpen. Cooper Johnson, the bullpen catcher, had come up and started chatting with him. The 3-1. There's a fly ball down the left field line. Zavala racing into foul ground, still going, and he runs out of room. It's a foul ball. Three balls and two strikes now on Valenzuela. Now Valenzuela walks back to the plate to get his bat. It's been a ridiculously long inning here in the bottom of the fourth. Riders had a scoring opportunity in the top of this fourth inning with a leadoff single from Acosta, but could not take advantage. Missions have certainly taken advantage on their side of things with five runs in this fourth inning. Acker rocks back and deals. There's a high fly ball popped up into shallow right. Ortiz, the first baseman, under it. Back onto the infield, he makes the catch. And the side is retired in the fourth inning. Not before the damage is done, though. Five runs on four hits, two errors, and two left on base. The Rough Riders now trail 5-1 into the top of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Top of the fifth inning, Rough Riders trailing 5-1. In between innings, they had a recognition of veterans and active members of the military, and a lot of young Air Force cadets around here, as the Air Force base is just across the highway from this ballpark, and it's Air Force graduation time, so a lot of them here in attendance tonight. First pitch to Scott Capers is a swing and a foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders surrendering 5 runs in that bottom of the fourth inning. And Jackson Kelly has sat down. We'll see if it is, in fact, Dane Acker to come back out for the fifth inning. 0-1. Breaking ball in the inside corner is strike, and it's 0-2. Acker, even after that inning, is at 69 pitches now. It was a 29-pitch fourth inning for him. 0-2. Swinging a soft roller. Foul up the third baseline. And it's still no balls and two strikes on Capers. So we'll see if we do get Dane Acker back out for the fifth inning or not. The Riders, in the meantime, have 9-1-2 due up against Lizarraga in this fifth. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a breaking ball off the outside corner in the dirt. And Scott Capers is down on strikes. One away on this seventh strikeout by Victor Lizarraga. Caber Rodriguez stands in now at the top of the card. Strikeouts is the career high for Lizarraga. And the first pitch is high and tight. 1-0 on Rodriguez. He's well on his way now with 7 strikeouts through 4 1/3. He rocks in the 1-0. A breaking ball on the upper edge inside corner. His strike gets 1-1. Rodriguez has grounded out and struck out today. The Riders, though they scored 4 runs, had 11 hits on the offensive side yesterday. All of them, except for one, coming from the men who are in the top third of the order today. Caber Rodriguez, Alejandro Osuna, and Josh Hatcher. Pitches a breaking ball for a strike in the inside corner, and it's 1-2. The only other hit in the order was from Aaron Zavala, who singled and walked 3 times. 1-2. Breaking ball topped off the end of the bat. A slow roller towards short. Did her bare hands. Whips it onto first. Not in time. Rodriguez with the infield single. And with one out, the Rough Riders have a base runner here in the fifth inning. Their fourth hit today. Rodriguez just barely caught a piece of that one, squibbing it off the end of the bat out toward shortstop. Ditter came up a do-or-die play with the bare right hand and threw on to first, but just a little bit late. And Alejandro Osuna steps into the plate now. He's 0-2. The pitch. He takes a breaking ball outside. It's 1 and no strikes. 5-1, Missions lead it. Playing the top of the fifth inning. We're in game 2 of the series. The pitch. On the outside corner, a strike, 1-1. The Missions looking for their first win against the Rough Riders in their last 11 tries. It's been a Frisco-dominated head-to-head series. 1-1. A strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Dog didn't agree with that call. The Riders, since 2021, are now 30-8 here in San Antonio. 30-8. 8 of those wins coming this year. 1-2. Lashed into left center field, sending Cummings back, and he's there to make the catch. Off the left-hander's bat, it was tailing towards Cummings, so as he went to his left, it was a routine play. A line drive out to left. Two down in this fifth inning, and Josh Hatcher steps in. Riders down by 4 runs. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Hatcher cuts over a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. The DH has struck out twice today. Rodriguez leads from first. Lizarraga ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Fastball, the fly ball down the left side, tailing foul. Still no balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher walks back to home plate. Riders' offensive struggles continue. 1-for-5 today with runners in scoring position. Going 1-for-13 yesterday with their one hit in the 10th with a runner in scoring position. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Down and in. 1 ball and 2 strikes, missing in the dirt. Abimelech Ortiz waiting on deck. Hatcher throws the bat over his left shoulder. And Lizarraga's pitch is a breaking ball just outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just barely away. Pull side shift on the infield, just to the opposite way in the outfield, and the 2-2. There's a line drive into left center. That one's down for a hit. Rodriguez hits second. He's hot-footing it on to third. And the Rough Riders have runners on the corners with 2 down now in the fifth inning. Josh Hatcher singling over the shortstop Ditter into left center, and now Abimelech Ortiz has an opportunity to drive in another run. Riders trailing 5-1, top of the fifth inning. Ortiz has struck out twice today against Lizarraga. He's arguably been the Riders' hottest hitter as of late, though. First pitch. He fouls away a breaking ball off to the left side. It's 0-1. Both strikeouts have been swinging. He's seen just 7 pitches for the 2 strikeouts. 0-1. Up and in. 1 ball and 1 strike. Riders have 5 hits in this ballgame today, though they've stranded 4 already. The bases loaded once and then 1 in the 4th. 1-1 pitch to Ortiz. While outside, it's 2 balls and 1 strike. With runners on the corners here, Ortiz would love a base hit into one of the gaps and allow Hatcher to run. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball. It's 2-2. It's really going to take a lot of muscle to get it out to right field as the wind continues to bluster in from right. We've seen Ortiz with plenty of muscle, though, to get it through this wind. 2-2. Hatcher takes off, swinging a ground ball on one hop to Reyes at second. He's got it and throws him out for the final out of the fifth inning. Riders done. They get no runs on 2 hits, no errors. They strand 2. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning next. The Rough Riders trail 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the fifth inning. It's the 3-4 and 5 hitters due up for San Antonio. A 5-1 ball game. Rough Riders trail. Dane Acker back out for the fifth. And he winds and fires. That's up and away. One ball and no strikes. Acker trying to rebound from a 29-pitch, 5-run fourth inning. And none of the runs were earned against him. 1-0. Swinging a grounder foul up the first baseline. It's 1-1. There have been 6 runs scored in this game. None of them have been earned between these two teams. It's been a rather sloppy, slow game thus far. Cummings bounced into a fielder's choice with an error tagged onto it. His last time up. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Burned it right by him, and it's 1-2. Acker would love a quick bounce back inning to get through 5 today. Here's the rock back in the 1-2. That's low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 5 runs on 5 hits for the Missions. 1 run on 5 hits for the Rough Riders. Both teams have 2 errors. Acker looks over his blonde glove in the 2-2. Fouled away down the left side. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Cummings. Acker has been slightly better against righties than he has against lefties this year. Reverse splits for the right-hander. Righties hitting 211 with an under 650 OPS against him. 2-2. Down and in the dirt. Nearly missing Cummings, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on the left fielder. Left-hander is about a 770 OPS against him this year. Base is clear, starting the fifth. And Acker's 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Went with a changeup, and Acker picks up the first out here in the fifth inning. It's his third strikeout. Tenerowitz takes his turn. Pop out to third, and he reached on an error back in the fourth inning. Tenerowitz, right-handed batter. Acker rocks back into his wind and pitches. That one misses high, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Robbie Tenerowitz has been around this game for a long, long time. This is part of his 5th season in Double A. He's playing his 383rd game in Double A today. It's not even the most on his team. The pitch. Breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. Ray Patrick Ditter is playing his 467th game in AA this season. This is a team that is extremely veteran and has a ton of experience. The 1-1. Fastball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. In fact, this lineup for San Antonio is averaging over three seasons in AA. And they have collectively over 2,000 games played in AA. The 1-2. Low and outside, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. They're averaging about 220 AA games in their career per player. And that includes Lucas Dunn, who's playing just his second career AA game today. Here's the windback in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high fastball. Dane Acker with his fourth strikeout, 2 down. And here's Michael De La Cruz, who's also in his fifth season at AA. 5-1 missions. We play in the bottom of the fifth. Just for comparison, the Riders on the other side, they're averaging just 1.8 seasons in AA in their lineup. Here's the wind of the pitch. Swing and a miss, burned by De La Cruz's bat, and it's 0-1 with Aaron Zavala, Franer Chavez, and Scott Capers all playing three seasons. And they're averaging just about 78 games at the AA level per player. 0-1. That's low, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. That also includes Mieses, who's playing in his third season at the AA level. There's the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball, hit hard at second. Backhanded stop, Chavez. He slings it on to first and gets him side retired. Nice bounce back inning by Dane Acker in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top six next. Riders trail 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Mitch Miller takes over on the mound for the San Antonio Missions as we go into the top of the sixth inning. It's 5-1. San Antonio leads it over the Rough Riders. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you on this Wednesday night. Max Acosta leads it off. He's 1-for-2 today, reaching on an error and singling in his 2 trips. First pitch, up and away from the three-quarter arm slot, left-handed offerer, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Miller, a tall, lanky left-hander. The pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. 1 ball and 1 strike on Acosta. Day is done for Victor Lizarraga in his start. He allowed 1 unearned run on 5 hits across his 5 innings. 1-1. There's a ground ball whipped on the right side and threw into right field. An opposite field single for Max Acosta. his second hit today, third trip aboard, and Aaron Zavala climbs to the plate. Rough Riders with their leadoff man aboard again. Second time in six innings they've done that. First pitch is low and outside, 1-0. 27-year-old Miller, 6'6", 185 pounds, a native of Loganville, Georgia, same hometown as Rough Riders lefty Seth Clark. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch to Zavala. Up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. Miller originally signed a minor league contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates after playing at both Clemson and West Texas A&M. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. That's low and away. Gets past Valenzuela back behind home. That allows Acosta to move up to second. A wild pitch for Miller. Three balls and no strikes on Zavala. But after pitching to a 7.22 ERA in 2023 with Greensboro in the Pirates organization, he was released in August of 2023, and then this February signed with the Padres organization. He's had a tough time so far this season, a 7.40 ERA with Fort Wayne. 3-0 pitch. At the bottom of the zone, a strike, 3-1, but at the AA level, making his fourth appearance today, he's allowed just one run over three innings. Big thing was walks for him in Fort Wayne. 20 walks in 20 and two-thirds innings. 3-1. Inside, ball four, and there's Exhibit A. A walk to Aaron Zavala. He's reached for the second time today. Luis Mieses steps in, looking for his first AA hit this season. 0-2, and Mitch Miller gets a visit from Brandon Valenzuela. Mieses has struck out and grounded out to first baseman Robbie Tanerowicz. Owner of 51 career home runs, Mieses. A season high of 15. He's done that twice in 2021 and 2022. The offering, runners go. It's outside, back to the backstop. Acosta up at third base after sliding in head first. And he stays at third. It's a double steal for the Riders. Runners at second and third, and nobody out now for Frisco, and 1-0 on Mieses. A chance to get a couple runs back here in the sixth inning. Just about as good of a start to an inning as you can hope for here. Sixth steal for Zavala, 20th for Acosta. The pitch. Way outside, off of Valenzuela's glove, and that brings in Acosta from third. It's now 5-2. Riders back within three. My goodness. Three pitches back to the backstop, two wild pitches so far in this inning. Two balls and no strikes on Mieses. Miller trying to find the command. That's 12 wild pitches for him this season now, and the offering is popped up. Back behind home, Valenzuela gets rid of the mask to the warning track. He reaches, and it's off his glove and up against the screen. That's a break for the Riders. And we'll see if they call an error on Valenzuela. Probably a play he'll tell you he should make. It's a tough one, though. It did hit his glove. And foul ground. Runner at third. Nobody out. 2-1 pitch to Mieses. Swing and a miss. Busted him inside with a breaking ball. Ugly-looking swing. 2-2. He stands back in. And the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and in, 3-2. Tried to find the front door. Freiner Chavez in the eighth spot on deck here in this top of the sixth inning. Riders trailing 5-2. Miller stretches and fires. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball low and away for strike three. Valenzuela blocks and throws him out. An uncomfortable lefty-lefty at bat. Ends up in a strikeout. One away, and here's Freiner Chavez. Chavi 1-for-2. With a single on a bunt, driving in a run in the second. Fly out to center field in the fourth. Pitch home. On the outside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. Chavez doubled in AAA yesterday. Coming back to join the Riders before today's game. 0-1. Down and in. One ball and one strike with a breaking ball. 5-2, Riders trail. Here in the sixth inning, one run across and a wild pitch. Offering home. There's a ground ball through into right field, and that brings in a run. Freiner Chavez singles home Aaron Zavala, and the Riders now back within two. It's 5-2. San Antonio leads it. RBI single for Freiner Chavez. Now Scott Capers stands in from the right side, and the Riders finally get that second hit with runners in scoring position tonight. Miller pitches home. Breaking ball, just low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. And it looks like we will see the double-A debut of Jackson Kelly in the bottom of this sixth inning as he's ready to go in the bullpen. 1-0 pitch. Just outside. Two balls and no strikes. Miller, five-pitch arsenal, and he's had a tough time locating any of them in this sixth inning. Sinker, cutter, slider, changeup, an occasional curveball from him. The pitch. Line foul to the right side, 2-1. Riders now out hitting the Mission's 7-5. Frisco, interestingly enough, in three out of their last four losses have out hit their opponent. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Top of the order on deck in Cabo Rodriguez. Two runs in this sixth inning. Chavez leads from first. 2-2. Breaking ball low and away. Three balls, two strikes. Capers walked back in the second and struck out in the fourth. Frisco looking for a come-from-behind victory here in Game 2 of this series. And the 3-2, Chavez takes off. There's a swing and a line drive looped into right center field. It's down. Chavez around to third. He's getting waved home by Emsley Pye, and he comes in to score easily. RBI double for Scott Capers, and the Rough Riders now just trail by one. 5-4 Missions. Scott Capers delivering from the nine hole, and with Chavez in motion on the 3-2 pitch, able to score without a throw on the double into right center field. Well, Scott Capers now has five hits this season, and four of them have gone for extra bases. Luke Montz out of the dugout, and he takes the ball from his left-hander. Call to the bullpen. San Antonio coming in with a new arm, with the Riders trailing 5-4 in the top of the sixth inning. Gabriel Rodriguez due up, and we'll introduce you to the new man on the hill when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kaver Rodriguez to the plate for the Rough Riders with a runner at second. Frisco now trailing 5-4 after three runs across in this sixth inning, and Ryan Ack is the new pitcher on the mound. Left-hander replacing a left-hander in Miller. First pitch. Fastball inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Left-hander throws against Kaber Rodriguez, the right-handed batter. 1-for-3 with a single in the fifth. Ack, spelled O-C-H. The 26-year-old fires. There's a swing and a line drive foul into the Riders' bullpen on the right side. Into the netting, sending Seth Clark, Andy Rodriguez, and Brian Cheese scattering out of the way. And it's 0-2, still with one out and a runner at second. Three runs in. Ack out of Southern Miss, a Minnesota native originally, seventh-round selection in 2021 by the Padres, with the Missions making his eighth appearance, a 2.03 ERA, 0-2. Inside corner, strike three called. Rodriguez down on three pitches, one away, make it two away, beg your pardon, here in the sixth inning. Alejandro Suna bats now 0-for-3 on the day. The center fielder with capers standing at second base. Riders down 5-4. Back ready from the stretch. He pitches. It's a soft grounder right back to him. He spears to his right, loads up, and throws on to first to get Osuna, and the side is retired. Ack comes in and does his job, but three runs for the Riders on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on. Bottom six next. Frisco now trails by one, 5-4 on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Okay.
It's the Double-A debut of Jackson Kelly, the newest Rough Riders pitcher, taking over for Dane Acker here in the sixth. First pitch is a ground ball by Ray Patrick Ditter, foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Jackson Kelly, the right-hander sidearm thrower, takes over for Acker, who went five innings. Good job by him to battle through five. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a good slider looping off the outside corner, 0-2. Kelly out of Mercer University, former 12th rounder by the Rangers in 2022. 0-2, way outside on the Frisbee slider, 1-2. Stands 6 foot, 185 pounds, 24 years old, a native of Marietta, Georgia, just outside Atlanta. 1-2, popped up, foul back behind home. Still one ball and two strikes. Kelly, during his time in Hickory, went 3-0 with a 3 ERA on the dot in 28 outings, and he did a wonderful job holding opponents to a low average. Opponents hit just 154 against him. 1-2, swing and a miss. Struck him out on a high fastball, and he strikes out the first batter he sees in Double-A. Welcome in, Jackson Kelly. Lucas Dunn stands in now. Right-handers hit a paltry 139 against him at the high A level. Lefty's 182. Pitch to Dunn is outside. A check swing and he held. One ball and no strikes. Well, good to see a right-handed sidearmer added to this Rough Riders bullpen. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Threw it right by him, and it's one ball and one strike. Kelly made his pro debut in 2023 for the Rangers org. The pitch is a swing and a miss and a slider away, and it's one ball and two strikes. He pitched between Down East and Hickory last season, with Down East a 1.59 ERA in 12 outings, and then struggled just a little bit with Hickory, a 5 ERA. 1-2. Slider popped up right side. Ortiz going back. He's under it in foul ground near the bullpen. He makes the catch. Two up, two down for Kelly in his first Double-A inning. He faces Connor Hollis now. Four-pitch mix for Kelly. He'll go sinker, slider, changeup, and a cutter as well. Two outs, bases clear. Bottom of the sixth inning. Kelly offers. Fastball pierces the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. In 45 innings, he struck out 56 in Hickory. He also picked up four saves for the Crawdads. 0-1. Fastball outside. One ball and one strike. Riders trailing 5-4 in this bottom of the sixth inning. Right-hander fires. Check swing. He didn't go on the pitch inside. Two balls and one strike. Hollis has singled and was hit by a pitch today. 1-for-1. Kelly, a quick worker, the 2-1. Swing and a miss, and he lost the bat. It goes helicoptering up above the dugout on the left side, home of the Missions. And it's 2-2. It's the second time in as many days we've seen that from a Missions hitter. He goes back and grabs some sticky spray, and he dropped that. Oh, it's not a very good day for Connor Hollis. Not a good day for hanging on to things. He's back in for the right side now. Two balls and two strikes with two down. One run lead for the Missions, batting in the sixth. Kelly readies. He fires home. Slider up and in. Three balls and two strikes. A very uncomfortable at-bat for any right-handed batter throwing from almost behind you, working from the third base side of the rubber. 3-2 pitch. Fouled back off the netting behind home, and it's still 3-2. Pole side shift in the Riders infield. Very slightly to pole in the outfield. And the 3-2 again. Fastball just outside. Ball four to Connor Hollis. Here's Zach Rex. He's popped out twice to shortstop. Former major leaguer Zach Rex with the Dodgers and the Rangers. First pitch. He swings and pops it up again, this time a little bit deeper out into shallow left. Zavala trotting in, he's under it, and he makes the two-handed squeeze. The side comes to a close for the Missions in the sixth inning. No runs, hits, and one error, or excuse me, no errors and one left on. We go into the top of the seventh inning. The Rough Riders trailing 5-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Ack back to the hill for San Antonio as we go to the top of the seventh inning. The Rough Riders put up 3 runs in the sixth and brought it to a 1-run game. That's where we stand right now, 5-4, Frisco trails. 3-4-5 to up for Frisco, though. Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, Max Acosta. Left on left, the pitch is fouled back, and it's 0-1. Hatcher is 1-for-3 today. If you're just joining us, the Riders scored a run in the second inning, and then the Missions came back with 5 in the bottom of the fourth. The Riders came in with 3 in the sixth to make it 5-4. The pitch is a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-2. Hatcher is better lefty-lefty than most left-handed hitters. He says he likes to watch it deep and try to go to the opposite way against lefties. The pitch. That's up and outside. It's 1-2. He said if he thinks pull, he's usually way too early on it. So if he thinks going to the opposite way, he's able to hit everything up the middle or to the opposite way pretty effectively. The pitch just as high, and it's 2-2. Against left-handed pitchers this season, he's hitting 303. 2-2. He swings and lashes it down the left side, but foul into the netting, and it's still 2-2. Against righties, Hatcher is hitting 288. The OPS difference is over 100 points better against lefties than righties. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high fastball. Hatcher chases, and there's one away. Second strikeout by Ack, and he's retired all three he's seen. Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn now. The first baseman Ortiz is 0-for-3 today. 2 strikeouts and a ground out. The pitch. It's over the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. On the other hand, you have Ortiz left on left, who really struggles against left-handed pitching. 0-1. Low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. And so this is advantage for Ack in this situation. 1-1. Outside. Two balls and one strike. Frisco still has a few more innings to put up at least the one tying run in the seventh inning. 2-1. Just outside, three balls and one strike, but unlike yesterday, which was the top of the order doing the damage, it's been the middle and the bottom of the order doing the damage today. Franmer Chavez and Scott Capers with all the RBIs as the pitch is just outside. It's ball four, and Ortiz draws a walk. So Abby aboard at first with one down in the seventh inning, and Max Acosta takes his turn. Acosta, 2-for-3 today. He's reached on an error and singled twice. It was after an 0-for-4 day yesterday. 5-4, Missions lead it. Top seven, the pitch. Line foul to the right side. It's 0-1. Ricky DeVito starts to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen now. So we'll see if they stick with Jackson Kelly or go to Ricky DeVito in the bottom of the seventh inning. 0-1. Acosta shows bunt and pulls back. Misses outside. One ball and one strike. Infield up the middle at double play depth. The pitch. High and inside. Two balls and one strike. In front of the Rough Riders bullpen down the right side, you have five guys over there protecting Ricky DeVito, not just one. It's like the Great Wall. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Skyler Hales, Robbie Allstrom, Reed Burlingmeyer, Seth Clark is up there. Andy Rodriguez, as a joke, stood up and walked over there with his glove. Brian Chi is standing up there with a towel over his shoulder. 2-1 is high, and it's three balls and one strike. Axe struggling with his command of these last two hitters. Pitch home. Strike at the top of the zone, and it's three balls and two strikes. Abby will most likely not be running with one out here in 3-2. The pitch. Swinging a chopper up the third baseline and foul. Abby stayed, and it's still three balls and two strikes. Aaron Zavala waiting on deck for the Riders on this quiet Wednesday night. Frisco trailing by a run in the seventh. There's a great crowd of over 5,500. In yesterday's game, they had Tuesday night fireworks, but a very quiet crowd tonight. Three and two on Max. And a throw over to first again. Ortiz back in. Alex DeGoti doing the first base coaching again for the Rough Riders, and he goes over and talks to Ortiz, who takes his lead again from first. Payoff pitch. Acosta fouls it away to the right side. It's still three balls and two strikes. I'm looking forward to another really good game tomorrow as well. Looking forward to seeing the double-A debut of Mitch Bratt, the left-hander for the Rough Riders. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive shot to center field right at Hollis. He's there to make the catch. Two down on the line out to center by Acosta, and Aaron Zavala steps in. Zavala 1-for-1 with a sack bunt and a walk. Now Mitch Bratt getting the ball tomorrow against left-hander Austin Krobe. The 5.58 ERA for the Missions. First pitch tomorrow at 7.05. First pitch to Zavala. Swinging a ground ball, topped weakly out to second. A nice play by Reyes. He fields and flips onto second base for the out. It's the final out of this seventh inning. So the Riders down quietly. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on. Bottom seven next. It's time to stretch. Riders trail 5-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, Jackson Kelly back out onto the mound, but Ricky DeVito loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen. Frisco trailing 5-4. It's the top of the order due up against Kelly. Right-hander against the left-handed batter, and the first pitch is a slider that simmers high, one ball and no strikes. Well, Dane Ackert started this game. He went five innings, allowing five runs, all unearned. Stretch in the 1-0. That's at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. He struck out four and walked one. Jackson Kelly allowed just one base runner on a walk in the sixth inning. He's gone 1-1 here to Reyes at the top of the order. The pitch. Swinging a chopper up over the hill to second. Chavez at second. Picks chest high. Throws onto first and gets him. Man, he makes it look so easy at second base, and there's one away. Brandon Valenzuela takes his turn. Valenzuela 1-for-3. Single in the fourth inning into right field. Wind continuing to blow in from right center field. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Swinging a chopper, left side of the infield. Acosta at shortstop, deep in the hole. Fields, long throw to first, in time! My goodness! Max Acosta showing off the strong arm. A phenomenal play at shortstop. Wow! It looked like he had no shot to get Valenzuela, but he was able to nab him at first base. Two down. Great play. Way deep in the hole, out in shallow left field, gunned him out at first. Here's Cole Cummings. The first pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Cummings reached on it at fielder's choice on an error in the fourth. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Swinging a line shot into right field. Mieses cutting over, a dive, and he made the catch. Luis Mieses with a great play in right field, diving in and pulling it off the tops of the grass. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jackson Kelly in the seventh. We go to the top of the eighth inning. It's 5-4 Missions on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top half of the eighth inning. Rough Riders trailing 5-4. They send the bottom third of the order up against Ryan Ack, back out for his second full inning of work. Luis Mieses, coming off his diving catch in the bottom of the seventh, leads it off in the first pitch. Misses outside, one ball and no strikes. Mieses in his debut with the Rough Riders tonight, 0-3. Two strikeouts and a ground out. 1-0. He swings and fists it in the air to the right side. Reyes coming in at second. He makes the catch. A soft liner and a pop-up combined. One away. Rainer Chavez steps in now. Five, four, Rough Riders trail. Chavez has singled twice today, an RBI single back in the sixth. First pitch, fastball for a strike, outside corner, 0-1. Chavi batting from the right side, his natural side, but his worst side as a switch hitter. 0-1, low and outside, it's one ball and one strike. You say, how could that be? Well, he sees a lot more pitches and gets a lot more at-bats from the left side because there are more right-handed pitchers. 1-1. Chavez whacks it down the right side. It's a fair ball rolling past Rex down into the corner. He's around first on his way to second. He's speeding around second. He's heading to third, and he's in there with a stand-up triple. Franier Chavez triples down the right field line, and the Rough Riders have a runner at third with just one down as the tying run. Chavez just lined it down that right field line, and it just kept on skidding down the line past Rex and all the way down into that corner, and he turned on the Jets. His third triple this year for the Riders. Here's Scott Capers, first pitch. A swing and a ground ball up the middle. Base hit center field. Chavez home from third, and the Riders tie the game in the eighth. Scott Capers with his second run-scoring hit today. How about Scotty K from the ninth spot? He's 2-for-3 with a walk, with an RBI double and an RBI single. And Frisco has tied the game in the eighth inning after trailing by 4 runs. The bottom of the order coming up huge once again. And here's Caber Rodriguez at the top. First pitch inside, 1-0. Scott Capers and Franier Chavez have combined for 5 hits and 6 times reaching base in the bottom 2 spots in the order tonight. The pitch, that's down in the dirt, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. What a monster portion of the order, and 2 great performances at the bottom of the card for the Riders. Two balls and no strikes. Tie game at 5-5 in the eighth. The pitch. Swinging a line drive into left center field. That one sinks in for a base hit. Capers turns around second. He speeds into third, and he's in there safely ahead of the throw. Rodriguez up behind him into second base, and the Riders have runners at second and third and just one down here in the eighth inning. Rodriguez credited with a double. Alejandro Osuna in with an opportunity to give the Riders the lead here in the top of the eighth. No quit in this team. And Jeff Andrews emerges from the dugout. The pitching coach will go have a chat with Ryan Ack. Some action out of the bullpen. It's Francis Pena who's loosening. Osuna deals with Capers at third and Rodriguez at second, looking for a base hit to drive in at least one run, if not two. Jeff Andrews, the former Rough Riders pitching coach, with a long chat with Ack. And Andrews back to the dugout. 5-5 game. The Riders back-to-back nights have put up double-digit hits. Yesterday, 11. Tonight, 11. And Rodriguez, back-to-back multi-hit affairs as well. He had three yesterday and two hits today. So Osuna bats with the infield in, stretching the pitch. Fastball outside, 1-0. Lefty-lefty matchup between Osuna and Ack. What a game this has been. Here's the stretch once again. And the 1-0 pitch. There's a swing and a line drive foul down the left field line. And it's one ball and one strike on Osuna. Osuna has popped out, grounded out, lined out, and grounded out again back to the pitcher. Left-hander ready. 1-1. Strike on the outside corner. 1-2. Outfield straight away. Infield, for the most part, straight away. Just slightly to pull. They're playing in, though, so not much margin for error. 1-2 offering to Osuna. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. That sneaks through into center base hit. Capers scores the go-ahead run and the stop sign at third for Rodriguez. 6-5 Riders. Alejandro Osuna with the go-ahead base hit here in the eighth inning. And that's it for Ryan Ack. Oh, baby. The Riders with two runs here in the eighth inning. That's five unanswered, and they lead 6-5. Francis Pena will come out of the bullpen, and the Riders look to do more damage against him. Pitching change here in San Antonio. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Francis Pena, the number 25 prospect in the Padres organization, takes over on the mound, the right-hander to face Josh Hatcher. Two runs in this top of the eighth inning for the Rough Riders. They lead 6-5. Pena, the 23-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, readies from the stretch and pitches. Popped up left side out of play, 0-1. The Riders got a one-out triple from Franer Chavez, an RBI game-tying single for Scott Capers. Then Caper Rodriguez doubled. Alejandro Osuna delivered the game, or the go-ahead RBI single in the eighth. And now Josh Hatcher, the pitch. Down, and it's 2-1. Make it 1-1. The Rough Riders with three runs in the sixth inning and two here in the eighth. Francis Pena has been really good this season. A throw over to first, not in time. In 17 outings, a 1.14 ERA here in Double A. 28 strikeouts in 23 and two-thirds innings. He readies from the stretch, and the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 98-mile-an-hour fastball at the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-2. He goes with a four-seamer, sinker, and a slider as his three-pitch mix. It's a hard slider, though, and can sometimes look like a cutter. He readies. 1-2. Runner goes. Pitches down. No throw. And Osuna just stops halfway in between first and second. And he still hasn't reached second base. He's just walking out there. Was time called? Now Osuna finally reaches second base. What was that all about? Just having fun with him. His third double A steal. Two balls and two strikes. Hatcher now could drive in two with a base hit, and the infield comes in once again. Still just one out. 2-2. Misses down low, and it's three balls and two strikes. Hatcher had a single to center in the fifth. He struck out three times tonight, though. Rodriguez at third, Osuna at second. Pena kicks and deals. Check swing on a pitch that got away from Valenzuela on the right side. That brings a run in from third. A wild pitch. Caber Rodriguez comes in to score from third. And Hatcher, was it a strikeout, wild pitch, or a walk? Did he go? He's at first base either way. And I'm not sure whether or not he went and is aboard on a wild pitch, or if he walked. Either way, he's at first base, and the Riders lead at 7-5. Here's Abimelech Ortiz now. Here's the stretch, and the offering home. Ortiz watches a middle-middle fastball, and it's 0-1. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders, and still one out. 7-5 Frisco. Top of the eighth inning. 0-1. Swinging a foul off Valenzuela's glove, and it's 0-2. The official word hasn't come across on the walk or wild pitch either, so I think everyone's a little confused as to what happened. Surprised there wasn't a call from this umpiring crew. There usually is in this kind of instance. One way or the other. Anyway, it's 0-2 here on Ortiz. And Pena comes home. Before that, a throw over to first. Hatcher back in standing. Ricky DeVito is loosening out in the bullpen, so we'll see him in the bottom of the eighth for the Riders. Pena readies in the 0-2. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge inside corner. Ortiz down on strikes. A two down, and Max Acosta stands in. Acosta has hit the ball hard three times today with two singles and a line out to center. Runners remain on the corners. Two outs. Top of the eighth inning, three runs in, 7-5 Riders. The pitch, runner goes, pitch is low and away, no throw down to second. It's a stolen base for Hatcher. By the way, they do say strikeout wild pitch, not a walk for Hatch. And time call. Allen's way of the catcher wanted time. Osuna leads from third, Hatcher from second. A pitch home. Swinging a line drive in a right center. That sinks down, a base hit. Osuna scores. Hatcher around third. He crosses home. It's a two-run single for Max Acosta, and the Rough Riders have blown this baby open in the eighth inning. 9-5 Frisco. Well, the Rough Riders came into this inning down by a run. They put up five runs and sent nine to the plate here in the eighth. With two down, here's Aaron Zavala. Here's the stretch and the first pitch. Before that, a throw over to first, not in time. How about these Rough Riders? Late against this bullpen. 9-5, they lead it. Pitch to Zavala. Acosta takes off, swinging a line drive into center field for a base hit. Acosta rounds second. He heads into third. And Aaron Zavala continues the party here in the eighth inning. Runners on the corners now again with two outs. Perfectly timed as the shortstop, Ray Patrick Ditter, went to cover the second base bag. And Zavala just lined it right behind him into center field. If Acosta hadn't been running, that's possibly a ground out to end the inning. Instead, it's a base hit. And here comes the 10th man in the inning up to the plate in Luis Mieses, who began the inning with a pop out. And the Riders, runners on the corners, the pitch. Now Zavala takes off, pitches low, throw down to second, not in time, throw to third, and Acosta's back in safely. So the Riders with another stolen base. Zavala has his second today, give him seven on the season. They're running wild on the base paths. Third steal of second in this inning. Fifth steal on the night. Make it their sixth. Six steals today. 1-0. Mieses chops it to the right side, over to Narowitz into right field for another hit. Acosta crosses, Zavala steams around third and scores. Another two-run single. It's the first double-A hit of the season for Luis Mieses, and it's 11-5 Riders. Frisco absolutely volcanic in this eighth inning. A high chopper over the first baseman, Tenerowitz, and vaulting into right field. First pitch to Franer Chavez is low, and it's 1-0. Seven runs across in this eighth inning, 11-5. Frisco leads it. Remember, they were down 5-1 at one point in this game. Here's the stretch and the offering. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. The Riders sending their 11th man up in this inning with Chavez, who tripled earlier in the frame. The pitch, check swing, strike, outside corner, 1-2. Time called, Chavez steps out. 3-for-4 day for Frainer, coming back from AAA earlier today. Mieses leads from first, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a good pitch low of the zone. So Chavez down on strikes, but the Riders with seven runs across in this inning. It comes on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. No errors and one left on. Bottom eight next, 11-5 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're into the bottom of the eighth inning. Riders leading 11-5. Robbie Tenorowicz stands in to lead it off with Ricky DeVito on the mound. Frisco with a 7-run top of the eighth inning. Here's the stretch and the first pitch from DeVito. Tenorowicz takes high and inside 1-0. So the Rough Riders are done with Jackson Kelly in his first relief outing in a Rough Riders uniform. He goes 2 shutout innings, striking out 1 and walking just 1 batter, the only base runner he allowed. The pitch simmers across the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. And Ricky DeVito takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Right-handed hitting Tenorowicz, 0 for 3 today, stands in the pinch. A chopper foul down the left side. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes on the first baseman. Frisco with RBIs from Max Acosta and Luis Mieses, who each had 2. Scott Capers and Alejandro Osuna with RBIs as well. 7-run inning for Frisco. 0-2, swinging a line drive over the Riders' dugout on the right side foul. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes. 11 runs on 15 hits in the game for the Riders. Looking to win their 11th consecutive game against San Antonio this year and their 9th in 9 trips down here to this ballpark. DeVito stretches. And he brings it home. Breaking ball, topped over to third on 2 hops to Rodriguez. He's got it at the chest. Strong throw across is in time to get to narrow. It's 1 away. Michael De La Cruz stands in now. If the Rough Riders bullpen can take it the rest of the way, Frisco has a chance to not allow any earned runs tonight, as all 5 runs that came across against Acker in the fourth inning were all unearned. First pitch to Michael De La Cruz from DeVito. That flips across the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. DeVito, the Staten Island, New York native, rocks home. Down and in, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Known for his hair-cutting prowess in the clubhouse, he cuts a lot of the guy's hair, something that he started during his time at Seton Hall in college. 1-1 pitch on the way. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. They had a fundraiser where they all had to shave their heads, and he had always watched haircutting videos on Instagram and always kind of liked it, and so he had got a bunch of his teammates to agree to, before they all shaved their heads, Ricky would give them all haircuts. So he got to practice a little bit. The 1-2. down and in. It's two balls and two strikes, and it was, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You know, the worst is it's a bad haircut, and then you shave your head anyway. So he gave them all haircuts. They liked it. And then after all their hair grew back, he was cutting the rest of the guy's hair throughout his time through college. He stretches in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He strikes out Michael De La Cruz, and there are two away here in the eighth inning. Ray Patrick Ditter stands in now, 11-5 Riders in the eighth. And for DeVito, it was something that turned into an off-season job as well, as this was the first off-season he didn't go and work in a barber shop. The pitch. There's a fly ball foul down the right side. It's 0-1. And, of course, New York City barbershops have their own kind of stereotypes. And he said, yep, it was pretty similar to the stereotypes, the barbershop that he worked in New York. The 0-1. There's a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-2. He said he really enjoys it, loves the conversations, and trying to be as precise as possible. The 0-2. Low and outside with the breaking ball. It's one ball and two strikes. Bases clear, two outs. Riders lead by six in this bottom of the eighth inning. DeVito ready from the stretch. And he flicks home the 1-2. Swinging a foul straight back. It's still one ball and two strikes. DeVito has thrown pretty well at times this year, especially when he isn't allowing base runners. The walks have been the biggest thing for him. He's walked 38 in 36 and two-thirds innings this year. 1-2. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. He caught him. Nasty stuff off the outside corner. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the ninth. Frisco leading 11-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning. Francis Pena stepping back onto the mound. He faces 9-1-2 for the Riders. Scott Capers, Caber Rodriguez, Alejandro Osuna. And that top of the eighth inning was fantastic. Seven runs for the Rough Riders on a whopping six hits. Scott Capers has two hits tonight for the Riders, an RBI double and an RBI single as part of that eighth inning. Francis Pena deals home. There's a swing and a line drive foul to the right side, and it's 0-1. Scott Capers making the most of his night. A rare start for him, playing in just his 11th game this season. He spent a lot of the season on the development list. 0-1, outside. It's one ball and one strike, but he's more than earned his chocolate this season, working in the bullpen as a bullpen catcher. The 1-1, high and tight, nearly hit him. He bends away from it. Two balls and one strike. Capers, a guy who always has a positive, exuberant attitude. Very fun guy to be around in the clubhouse. 2-1. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 2-2. During the time we were talking about Ricky DeVito and his hair-cutting abilities, we had an opportunity this year to do an interview with Ricky while he was cutting my hair. It was a really fun time. 2-2. There's a pop-up back behind home and foul out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes. One of the things that we talked about, one of the people we talked about, was Scott Capers. He was really the only person that we talked about individually on this entire team as part of the interview. And Ricky DeVito could not stop talking about how big a part of this team Scott Capers is. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kind of the unsung hero of this team. Always catching bullpens and making guys better. Whether it's during the game, during the day or during the game. Life of a bullpen catcher is one that does not get a lot of praise very often. And he deserves every bit of it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And time called, he steps out. Adjusts the batting gloves. The sun has long set. No longer the pungent smell of sunscreen wafting up through the broadcast booth. 2-2 is a line drive foul down the left side. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes on Capers. I see Andy Rodriguez loosening in the bullpen down the right field line. We'll see Andy once we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Riders leading 11-5 on this Wednesday night. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Capers. Pena readies and brings it home. Swinging a foul back behind home plate. And it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Rough Riders catcher with the exiting of Liam Hicks via trade to Detroit. Carson Kelly coming over from the Tigers. Scott Capers becomes the backup catcher for the Rough Riders. 2-2. There's a fly ball hit well into center field, but not very well. Hollis back a couple steps. He's under it. And he puts it away. One out. Top of the order now, Caber Rodriguez. Rodriguez, 2 for 5. Doubled in the eighth inning and scored. Here's the stretch from Pena and the offering in. Rodriguez pops it up. Foul back behind home. It's 0-1. We've been harping time and time again on the Rough Riders runners in scoring position numbers. Boy, did they step up tonight. 6 for 16 with runners in scoring position, with a lot of that happening in the eighth inning. Swinging a chopper out to third. Dunn's got it. Pirouettes slings it on to first and gets him. Well, third base on third base crime there, and there are two outs. There's Alejandro Osuna. 1 for 5 with a single producing a run and also scoring a run in the eighth inning. 11-5 Riders, the pitch. Osuna grounds it softly to the right side. Tanerowicz has got it down to a knee, feeds Pena, beats Osuna to the bag, and the inning is over here in the ninth. The Riders didn't need a whole lot of extra runnage, though, as they got 7 in the eighth. They lead 11-5 going into the bottom of the ninth inning, and Andy Rodriguez will take the hill when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 11-5. Riders lead it in game two of this six-game series. Lucas Dunn leads it off, followed by Connor Hollis and Zach Rex. It's the bottom third of the order against Andy Rodriguez for the Rough Riders. Rodriguez replacing Ricky DeVito, who went a scoreless eighth inning with two strikeouts. And we have a stoppage of play for some reason right now. Still not sure why. The home plate umpire, Jack Wasson, is standing out there. Now we're good to go. That was odd. Dunn had a two-run double in the fourth, his first career double-A hit. First pitch. It's low and outside. One ball and no strikes from Rodriguez to Dunn. He's 1-for-3 today. Andy Rodriguez, the right-hander, wheels and fires, and it's on the outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. Rodriguez has been one of the most consistent Rough Riders relievers. He winds and deals. Fastball, just low, and it's 2-1. A 2.14 ERA for him, holding opponents to a 1.66 batting average against. Though he's coming off one of his worst outings of the season, the pitch is cut on and missed, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Against Tulsa, he allowed 2 runs, picking up the loss in his one inning of work, and it's fouled away to the right side. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chance to bounce back here in the ninth inning and end the game for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 11-5. He pitches. Swinging a ground ball to the left side. Rodriguez 2 shuffles to his left. He picks it. Scissor steps and throws him out at first. 1 away. Connor Hollis the batter now. Hollis has reached all 3 times he's come to the plate tonight. A single, a hit batter, and a walk. Whole side shift on the Riders infield. First pitch. Misses away, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. We hinted at it earlier in the broadcast, but really exciting day tomorrow. It's the AA debut of Mitch Bratt. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Bratt will make his first career AA start after a really successful campaign at High A this year. The pitch. Fouled away to the right side. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. He'll be opposed by Austin Krobe, the left-hander for San Antonio. He's 3-7 with a 5.58 ERA. First pitch at 7.05 will come your way on the pregame show at 6.50, and Mitch Bratt will be our pregame guest. Had a wonderful chat with him earlier today. Our pregame interview. Rodriguez winds in the 1-2. Fastball up and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Bratt will be the starting pitcher in our pregame interview. And then it will be Kamar Rocker getting the start on Friday. 2-2. Fouled back, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the rest of the weekend right now as it stands, and this is very much subject to change, but Mitch Bratt will start tomorrow, then Kamar Rocker on Friday, Ryan Garcia on Saturday, and Winston Santos will finish out the weekend on Sunday. 2-2 pitch home. Hollis rams it into right field down the line. Mieses over, and he knocks it down on one hop and holds Hollis to a base hit. A good play by Luis Mieses, going over to his left and then reaching out as that ball bounced in front of him and then just kind of swatted at it and kept it in front. Would have been extra bases if it got past him for sure. Here's Zach Rex, who's 0 for 3 from the 9 spot. Pitch home. He watches just high, and it's 1-0. One out, bottom of the ninth inning. Riders an 11-5 lead over the Missions. And time called. Midland won 1-0 over Arkansas earlier tonight, so the Riders would stay one game back with a win tonight. Here's the 1-0. There's a line drive golfed into center field, sending Osuna back a few steps. He's there, and he makes the grab. Fly ball out to center field. Two down. Final hope is Ripken Reyes for San Antonio. Riders leading by 6 runs. Ripken Reyes. Scott Capers goes out and has a quick chat with Andy Ron. He's back behind home. Reyes 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the fourth inning. Boy, does that seem like a long time ago. Left-handed batter Rodriguez fires. There's a fly ball deep down the right field line. Mieses back on the run, and he reaches up to make the catch, and he brings an end to this ball game. Riders win it in come-from-behind fashion, 11-5. At one point, trailing 5-1, they rattle off 10 unanswered runs, and they win it to take a 2-games-to-none lead in this series. And Frisco has now won 11 straight games against San Antonio and 9 in a row here in this ballpark. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back. Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back to San Antonio. The Rough Riders win it by a final score of 11-5 over the San Antonio Missions. It's time for our post-game coverage here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders dominated overall against the San Antonio Missions this season, and this continues. And this one in come-from-behind fashion. Rough Riders allowed 5 unearned runs to cross with Dane Acker on the mound thanks to 2 errors in the fourth inning, and it looked like they were done for, down 5-1. But 3 runs coming across in the sixth inning and then 7 in the eighth when they came in trailing 5-4 into that frame, and they walk away victors by 6 runs, 11-5 on this Wednesday night. Just a really good day for baseball for the Rough Riders, taking advantage with runners in scoring position late in the ballgame and persevering down the stretch. to really come out with a good offensive day. 11 runs on 15 hits, 2 errors for the Rough Riders. They stranded 9 on the base pass. The Missions with 5 runs on 6 hits, 3 errors, and they stranded 5 today. Final game time, 2 hours and 51 minutes in front of 2,648 tonight here in Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. And it's a win for Jackson Kelly in his AA debut. He picks up the victory. He goes to 1-0 on the season, while on the other side, it's a loss for Ryan Ack. He goes to 1-1 on the year and a blown save as well in the loss. We'll break it down a little bit more and give you some scores around the league, set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow's Game 3 when we return here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back on the postgame show. One final time as the Riders win it 11-5, our final score over the San Antonio Mission. Zach Bigley with you. Let's get you some scores around the Texas League. We mentioned that Midland won 1-0 over Arkansas. So that win means that the Rough Riders are still one game back of Midland in the Texas League South. And they have a chance, of course, next week when they play the Rockhounds to gain some ground on them. It's been really fun in that season series against the Rockhounds. They played the Rough Riders very, very close, just about as close as anybody has all season in the Texas League. Well, looking forward to that one next week, certainly out in the Permian Basin. Amarillo, they lost in walk-off fashion against Corpus Christi 2-1 in the 10th inning earlier tonight, while the other two games are still in action in the Texas League. Bottom of the ninth inning, Northwest Arkansas visiting Wichita. It's 9-4. Northwest Arkansas leads the win surge, while Tulsa, they trail Springfield 5-2 at home. That game in the bottom of the ninth inning as well. As for the Rangers affiliates at the Major League level, the Rangers, they unfortunately dropped it. Another one in this road trip. They lose 5 of 6 on the road trip against Toronto and then fall in the finale today against the St. Louis Cardinals. 10-1 the final score. So they'll return home after an off day tomorrow, and they'll take on the Boston Red Sox and Houston Astros in a 6-game homestand and hopefully get back on the right track after this trade deadline and gain some ground on the Astros and the Mariners in the American League West. In AAA, Sugar Land beats the Round Rock Express 7-4. Sugar Land, the best record in minor league baseball this season, and they pick up another win over Round Rock. At the high A level, Hickory played a doubleheader against Asheville. They finished up their first game that was suspended yesterday. They won that one 3-1 in 10 innings. Man, finishing up a suspended game and you go 10 innings, and then they won it 8-0 in the second game, which was a 7-inning contest. Down East took down Augusta 6-2 as well at the low A level on the road in Augusta, Georgia. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders and Missions will play for Game 3 of this 6-game series, and we hope to have you around here on the Riders Baseball Network as Frisco will send Mitch Bratt to the mound for the first time, his AA debut against Austin Krobe, a matchup of lefties on the hill. He's 3-7, a 5.58 ERA. Mitch Bratt will not only start the game, he'll also be our pregame guest during that pregame show tomorrow. We hope you can join us 6:50. Our coverage begins for a 7:05 first pitch. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. On behalf of my partner, Luke Maley, back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow for game number 3 of this series. Riders win it 11-5, and until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!